And now back to Eric. Now, of course, and we're so sorry you lost him so much earlier
Thank you.
Than you should have, but he lived to be the age of a young adult. And let's talk about self-esteem for these kids. Again, going back to the title, raising the bar of expectation. How does a parent for a special needs kid instill self-esteem, self-worth? Because it's difficult for anyone to feel like a burden, and he was old enough to understand that, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
That, you know, life for him was more difficult. So how did you do that?
I think the first thing parents have to do before they can really raise a self-esteem in their child is they need to understand, check their own gut. You know, you mm-hmm. have to understand that your child has value. And I like to tell parents, believe in your child's value no matter what, because so much of what's coming at them about this child who is quote unquote imperfect is very negative, very limiting, very self-deprecating. Mm-hmm. And so you've got to get beyond that and see this as your child. What do you want for your child? That's first and foremost. Do your gut check, and then you become kind of fearless, because then if you look at it as your child, you do anything for your kids, right? Most parents
Absolutely.
Would. You'd kill for your child, mm-hmm. right? It's no different. In fact, it's probably magnified in this case when you have a child with special
right.
needs, because there's so much caretaking involved and so much standing up for them. So that's really, really important. But then after that, it's really important to give these kids every opportunity to have as typical a life as possible. Eric was disciplined appropriately. Eric had jobs around the house. Eric got an allowance. Eric went to a regular preschool. Eric was integrated into his neighborhood school throughout his life. He had a gift for music uncovered at an early age, and we were
wow.
told to put him in music classes. Shortly before he died, he was composing music through his music therapy classes.
Wow.
So we paid attention to bringing good people on board as team members. We listened to all the things that we needed to listen to. We understood his diagnosis. We did not deny that diagnosis. But in light of all of that, we gave him every opportunity to live a normal life and to thrive and to be a full part of the family. And I think that's where the self-esteem come from. We also talked to him. We said, hey, you know, you're going to get these reactions from people. We're teachers, and everything we do is designed to help the people coming behind us as well. We're trying to open some new doors.
Which is, I mean, so lucky for Eric, too, that to have a parent with you. Say it's your journalistic instinct, but like you said, a lot of parents, you might want to go into a shell. You might be shocked into doing nothing. I mean, I'm sure no parent would do nothing, but you get my point. So very lucky that you have him, and you've got a book like this now for parents out there who don't have that instinct to seek things out. Maybe they're told by family or people who think they're giving you the best advice to just kind of cope and not seek out new solutions. And I love how you said he was disciplined, because
it's important.
You do see that with children who, even if they're fine now, if they had a scare as babies or whatever, very often you'll see the parents, they want to coddle them. They don't necessarily want to treat them as equal to their siblings, because we almost lost them. But what better way to raise your self-esteem than know that, hey, you're on the same playing field as all the other kids, which is great. Now, also in this book, you touched later on about marital relationships, because what a strain that's got to be.
That's right. Well, you know, the divorce rate in this country is something like 1 in 2 marriages will end in divorce. You mm-hmm. add special needs to that equation, and the opportunity to become divorced really goes up even higher. The stresses are so significant, and a lot of people do break up over this. It really takes a partnership and a true commitment to your child to make this work. It's teamwork, mm-hmm. and it's very, very difficult for one person to do it on their own. Almost impossible, I would venture to guess. So that is very important that parents learn to take time out for their marriage, for themselves. You know, you get so caught, moms do this all the time, they get so caught up in being mom, you lose something of yourself. Mm-hmm. When you have a child with special needs, you get not only caught up in being mom, you have to be advocate and doctor and lawyer and educator.
Right.
So many roles come your way. It can be very easy to lose sight of who you are. And it's very important that you take time out for yourself, that you take time out for your marriage, that you still enjoy some of the things that you like to do that have nothing to do with disability and being a parent.
Right.
Because that gives you the energy you need to come back to what is an incredibly demanding role. So it's very important for marriages to take care of themselves.
Absolutely. And for moms listening to this, again, in the book, it's called Breakthrough Parenting for Children with Special Needs, Raising the Bar of Expectations. You've got step-by-step ideas for couples to cope. And I love that one of them was take care of the way you look.
Absolutely.
Which I thought it's something you never think about when you're dealing with parenting and especially special needs, because this child's needs are first. And what a difference it does make when you care about the way you look and you walk with more self-esteem. And I'm sure that influences the whole family, which just great pieces of advice in this book. It's really lucky for so many families out there that are listening to have it. It's a handbook. really.
It is a handbook, and that was one of the reviews called it a kind of a Bible. And I think, thank you so much for saying all those wonderful things about the book, because my real goal is, oh, I hope that professionals would pick up on it and learn something from this walk as well. It was really important for me to provide families and parents specifically with a great guidebook. I gave them everything I learned in that book so that they could have an example of what's possible, of what they could do. The simple tips you talked about, we get so caught up in the heavy duty stuff that we forget sometimes these simple things like discipline and dressing well and taking care of your marriage, taking care of siblings, really goes a long way toward making the whole family unit healthy and making you feel better about your role. And that ultimately will impact the life and the future of everyone in your family. So it's really critically important.
Right. And stuff that sounds so logical, but yeah, it's so easy to lose sight
That's
of.
That's right. Anybody have a bad hair day? You know what it does to your day, right?
That's what scrunchies are for. Exactly. Or oversleeping.
So there you go.
And anyway, I do want to thank you once again. This is Judy Winter. The book is called Breakthrough Parenting for Children with Special Needs, Raising the Bar of Expectations. If you want to learn more about it or about everything we've talked about in general today, you can go on the web, judywinter.com. That's judywinter.com. Learn all about special needs parenting and raising that bar and taking care of yourself. We've just spent a few moments with author Judy Winter. I'm Melanie Grenham, and this is Fox News Radio.